Today on the KMMO Ag Report, I have scholarship opportunities for high school seniors. The 2026 soy scholarship application is open. Do you know of a high school senior planning to study agriculture in college? They may be eligible for the soy scholarship, a $7,000 one-time award presented by the American Soybean Association, ASA, through a grant from BASF Corporation. Here's what to know. These scholarships are open to high school seniors planning to pursue a degree in agriculture at an accredited college or university. Applicants must be the child or grandchild of an ASA member. You can visit soygrowers.com to find out ways to become a member. Awarded in two $3,500 installments, one per semester for the upcoming school year, recipients must maintain academic progress and good standing to receive the full amount. Applications are open now through December 31st, 2025, and can be submitted online. Visit soygrowers.com for full details on how to access the application. Again, the deadline for these scholarship applications is December 31st, 2025. If you have questions, you can contact Ferris Haley at fhaley.soy.org. And I'll continue to talk soybeans. As the calendar moves through its final months of 2025, countdowns are everywhere. Top songs, best moments, best headlines. For the American Soybean Association, the countdown for its 105th anniversary year looks a little different. It's about the advocacy achievements that mattered most to farmers and the unfinished business left to address. Thanks to grassroots engagement and the active presence of ASA members and staff on Capitol Hill, several longtime policy battles ended with clear victories, yet many important issues remain unsolved, setting the stage for continued advocacy in 2026 and beyond. Farmer leaders have really stepped up, said Alexa Kumbelik, ASA's Executive Director of Government Affairs. Their support is a big reason why we achieved so many successes this year, but there's a lot left to do. Our industry has some real challenges ahead. And we will talk about upcoming challenges for the American Soybean Association on an upcoming Ag Report on KMMO. And now it is time for the KMMO Ag Department Corny Joke of the Day. Why did the soy-based meat substitute cross the road? To prove it wasn't chicken. With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.